Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning Envy Pro call. Today is August 8th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are listening live, those of you that are here on the call with us, kind of especially you guys, because we didn't send out a reminder email, and that means that those of you that are on, put it on your calendar and you remembered, and I'm truly appreciative and honored for that. But also very much very appreciative of those of you who have a schedule conflict and aren't able to be here live. I know there's several of you out there that are listening to this via recording, which, of course, for those of you that aren't aware, you can listen to these recordings by subscribing to Apple Podcast or Google Podcast or whatever podcast app you use, or by going to motivevitality.com. So very much appreciate it. Appreciate that you guys this way, so thank you very much. I am getting some static. I'm not real sure where that's coming from. Hopefully it doesn't get too bad during the conversation here, but I think it might be on the service itself, but we'll see. Anyway, wanted to start the call off the way I do every week, which is by asking, was there anything anybody learned this last week that they wish they had known before? Anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Anybody have anything? Is that static really loud to all of you? I'm wondering if there's a mute, you know, if we mute our phones by hitting star 6, if that makes a difference, or, you know, I'm wondering if...
It's not really, really loud, but yeah, it's there.
It's there. It's definitely there. Okay.
I probably do have one. Yeah, maybe if everybody goes ahead and mutes themselves. But I do have, I guess, something that I could add.
Yeah.
And this week I'm back with a team that we've been with for 2 years now. And Jason, are you on the call?
Not sure. Yes,
if Jason's on the call. Okay, there you go. I want to introduce Jason. Now, Jason has been with this company for a while now, under a year, but he was helping out in the front office and greeting the people and answering phones and helping with paperwork and things like that. And he applied for the territory manager position that was open. And we promoted him into that position. So I want to welcome him to the call, welcome him to a whole new world of the water industry. And he's doing awesome so far. And so welcome, Jason.
Welcome, Jason. I was super excited to hear you were applying for this position, because when I think about the personalities and the work ethic and just the attitude that it takes to be successful in this job, you fit every single characteristic of that. And I am absolutely thrilled that you're out there representing the industry in the home. And Jen's right, it is a whole new world. I'm really super excited to have you in it. So, welcome.
Now, I also want to kind of add, throughout this week that we've been training, we've brought Chad back in and to kind of sit in on training also. And we're starting off with the basics with Jason, obviously, because he's just moved into this role. And but Chad has found, and he can probably tell you more, but Chad has found that even going back to the basics, he's picking up on more things, because there is just so much to learn as you are starting out, that maybe things were said and you forgot them, or maybe it didn't click the first time or something. So, Chad, I know you kind of mentioned that a couple of times, that the review has been great. And do you have anything to add to that? Are you on, Chad?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Thought?
Yeah, I don't think, can you?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm wondering if that might be, no. Chad, are you there?
I'm here. I just got a bunch of stags, so it's hard to make out.
Yeah, I'm wondering. That's what I'm wondering. When you were kind of talking, I'm wondering if I'm wondering if it's a phone. You know, if we're getting static from one of the connections that are here. But anyway, welcome you guys. And Jen, to your point, you're absolutely right. And I can tell you, after having done this for as long as I have, when we went back and did the modular education program and kind of went back through the basics of that, you know, through the WQA certification stuff, even after having been out there, even after having helped write that program, it was incredible to me how much I learned or remembered. You know, sometimes it felt like I was learning stuff for the first time, even after having been here for 15, 16 years. You know, it's a good day when you learn something new, and it does happen a lot in this industry. And you're right, Jen, there's so much that I think the point there can be taken further, that it's not only somebody new coming into the industry that comes into the new world and has so much to learn, but I think it's good to remember that our customers don't know that stuff either. You know, one of the first things, and we talked about this just recently, in fact, I think, that I like to do when I'm working with a new sales professional, one of the very first things I like to do is take them over to a grocery store, to a Walmart or to a super Walmart or a grocery store, somewhere where they sell the soap, you know, have a whole aisle full of soap products. I take them to three aisles. I take them to the soap product aisle, which is incredible because when you walk through that aisle and you actually point out how many things on that shelf specifically talk about our industry, even in our terms, they talk about water hardness. They talk about grains. You know, they talk about soap scum, about scale buildup, about spotting, about staining, all that stuff. And it says it right on the front of that bottle for spots caused from hard water problems or whatever, you know. Most people walk through those aisles and never even notice that, never even see it. You know, they buy it, they use it. Most people don't think of a squeegee in their shower as water treatment, but that's water treatment, you know. And so I always like to do that because that is the level, you know, where they were the day before they started the job here is where most of the customers that are out there are when we walk into their home. They're buying all this stuff. They're spending the money on this other water treatment, this chemical water treatment or a squeegee. I mean, really, is a squeegee water treatment? Well, of course it is because it's there to keep the spotting off your shower, you know, your shower doors and everything. So, or your shower walls. So that is water treatment. You're treating those spots that way, you know, and we're just offering them a different way of treating it. You know, it's kind of interesting to point out to them interesting to remember that's the level of education that our customers have as well. You know, that and so also to your point, Jen, it does help to kind of back up a little bit after you've learned it because it puts it in a different perspective. You know, when you learn about hardness your first week, it makes a lot more sense when you actually start seeing it and putting it in context and learning it. So to go back and kind of start over and review, you know, I think it's a really good thing. So good feedback. I wish there was some way to get rid of the static, you guys. I apologize for this. Hopefully we can make it through this because I do want to talk kind of a little bit on education. The topic that I wanted to talk about today was kind of in that light. It was what do you, you know, how much do you as a sales professional do to educate yourself when you're walking into the home? Because some customers, you know, you don't want to go in to a customer's house and start throwing around all kinds of terms. I remember when I was in sales, and you know, even when I was back when I was in sales, I was WQA certified, and I knew certainly a lot more than what my competitors knew about how equipment worked. I could go in and look at a softener, know how much resin was in it, test their water, and calculate capacity. No matter whose softener it was, I could tell whether that softener was set correctly because the amount of resin that's inside of a tank is about the same is about the same amount as what is you know, it's about the same with everyone. Man, I'm getting a lot of static. Is it getting worse for you guys? Jen?
Yeah, it is. I had myself muted, but it's getting worse.
Okay. You guys, this is really strange and unusual, and I really hate to ask everybody to do this, but let's see if we can reconnect on the connection, because we've got 20 minutes and I want to talk about this, but let's log off and log back. Wait a minute, whose was that? Who just logged off? Well, of course they're not going to say it, but whoever that was.
Well, I'm still on.
Okay, static's gone. Yeah. Static is gone. Stay on. Let's do it. I'm not sure who that was, but that was where the static was coming from. So everybody stay on. Thank you. All right. So anyway, good. Now we can continue on to talk. So when I was whoever just logged off and logged back on, that made all the difference in the world. Thank you very much for that. That's awesome. Okay. So what I was, you know, what would happen sometimes when I was in sales was, especially when I was up against competitors, they would come in and they would start throwing around terms like capacity or countercurrent regeneration or upflow regeneration or proportional brining or, you know, just all these terms that most of us have on our good systems. You know, no matter what manufacturer you represent, most manufacturers have a system that offers similar features. You know, they're on the higher end stuff. And sometimes there's a little bit, you know, something slightly different than somebody else's or whatever. But in general, there's a lot of features that are similar. And it really just depends on which feature you're going to focus on and really start to, you know, to try and promote. The problem when you have three or four different companies coming in and talking to a customer is that, you know, when one company is saying, well, there's, you know, ours is the most efficient and look at the capacity and our capacity is this, you know, sometimes you get it, well, they're only telling you that, you know, theirs is a 32,000 grain capacity and ours is a 45,000 grain, or maybe you both have a 1.5 cubic foot system that's a 45,000, you know, technically speaking, a 45,000 grain capacity, and they're saying, well, theirs is 45, ours is 46,000. Ooh, you know, and the customer, think back, kind of going to what Jen was talking about and what you were talking about, Chad, you know, coming in your first week, the customer has no idea what 45,000 grains of capacity means. I mean, did you, before you started working here, did you have any idea what that meant? You know, do you, even some of you now may not know exactly how proportionate brining works. Do you have any idea what, you know, cation resin is, or what 12% crosslink resin is, or you know, why, how to calculate salt efficiency, you know, grain efficiency, what does California standards mean, you know? So we go in there and we start throwing around all these terms to the customer, which sound really good. To us, we're proud as heck of those features. That's why we're talking about it. To a customer, especially when you have two or three salespeople out there, that can get really overwhelming. You know, it can be, they can get brain freeze, you know, just from, like, they want to throw up their hands and go, okay, everybody, stop. You know, I get it that this is what, you know, what I sometimes imagine the customer saying. I get it that everybody thinks that theirs is the best. I get that. Okay, but what does any of this stuff really mean to me? What do I want? You know, no wonder so many people just give up and go down to the box store and buy something that way. Or no wonder they just give up and start buying on price because everybody's claiming theirs is the best. So when they, you know, I mean, when you walk into the house and you're in sales, I know that there are people on this call represented by a lot of different manufacturers, and every single one of you think that your softener is better than everybody else's. And that's good. I think that's great. Hopefully you're focusing as much on the intangibles that your company offers as the tangibles, because really, from my perspective, from somebody who works with manufacturers and dealers all over the country with the multiple ones, I can tell you that what makes the difference in a company is the service, it's the knowledge, it's the professionalism, it's the intangibles that go with that softener. Even if you have a really good softener, a really good RO, it's not that much better than anybody else's softener or RO. That might be hard to hear for some of you, but the truth is, I can make a case for just about every manufacturer that's out there, as long as it's priced appropriately and the service and the follow-up and the professionalism go with it. So, you know, when those customers get out there and you're out there, you know, you're talking to the customers about it and you're talking about your feature and all of that stuff, you know, the customer, of course, is going to throw their hands up and just get confused. That used to happen to me sometimes where they would, you know, I'd call and follow up and they go, well, this one has this, and I don't know what to believe anymore. I just don't even know what's going on. Sometimes that's when I would say, okay, you know what? Here's the reality. I can tell you there were multiple times when I was in sales where I had this situation occur. And I would kind of back off a little bit, and I would say to the customer, you're right. And let me tell you, I would love to have your business. However, I don't want to be part of your frustration. So this is what I'm offering. I'm going to withdraw myself from consideration, because these other companies that you're talking about, they're good softeners. It's good equipment. It's going to solve the problem. So what I would like to do is withdraw myself from consideration and be a resource for you. If you want me to, as objectively as I can, explain what that feature does and how it works for you, what it will do for you, what its limitations, what its strengths will be, I will be that resource for you, and you can call and ask me, knowing that I'm not going to be trying to sell you my stuff. And it was incredible to me. First off, I think in just about every instance, I ended up getting the sale. Okay, they would, you know, because people would, in the course of explaining that to them and not bashing, suddenly I went from, you know, there's three of us, there's me and this guy and that guy, and, you know, and three people just by their nature trying to, ours is the best and theirs doesn't do this and so on and so forth. And customers, you know, it becomes this negative thing. They're just bashing them. So when I backed off and became a professional resource and said, let me explain to you as best I can in layman's terms what this means, it was incredible to me how often they said, well, does yours do that? I'm like, yeah, but, you know, we're not talking about mine. And it got to a point where they started asking me for basically permission. You know what, can I just buy from you? I know you said you were taking yourself out of the running, but can I buy this from you? Well, if you must. You know, so it was that, but it helps tremendously to understand not only what the bullet points are on your brochures, not what the company has told you to say, but to really delve in and understand what that feature does and how it works. Now, we can't go in there and just barrage our customers with every single one of the really great features of our equipment. We kind of have to pick two or three that we most focus on. And this, there's so much more that goes into this. I mean, we have to go all the way back and you know, this goes to asking questions to figure out, the more questions we ask, the more features we know are going to most excite that customer. You know, if you take, I mean, what are some of the features of your softener? You know, do you have, I mean, let's start with what it looks like. You know, does it look nice? Are the tanks black? Are they white? Are they tan? Are they, can you put plaid tank covers on it, or, you know, to match whatever's there? That's a feature. It has nothing to do with making it better or worse than anybody else's. That becomes a feature. How tall, how wide, you know, and then you have other features. Does it have a service history that it keeps track of your water usage for the last several months? Does it have the option for a dry brine tank? Does it have upflow brining or countercurrent regeneration? Is it a twin tank or a single tank? Those are all features. Okay, those are features. What's the override? You know, how does the override work? Those are features. When you're asking questions at the beginning of your sales presentation, the customer will tell you, based on the questions that you're asking, which of the features that your system has most excite them. This alone can be a tremendous advantage over your competitors, because your competitors, most of them, are going out there and just spewing a script. They're saying the same thing in every home. It's not a customer-centric presentation. They're not asking what the customers are interested in or what the customers want. They are going out there reciting a script, saying the exact same thing and talking about the same features that most excites them, not necessarily their customers. So you already have an advantage, because you're going to go in and you're going to ask questions and you're going to diagnose and you're going to find out. Maybe the customer has their basement finished and they think that a white tank is going to clash with all the rest of their decor. You know, maybe it's sitting down in the corner and maybe they wish it was black because it's going to be sitting right out in their finished basement. I mean, you know, is that a factor? For most people, it probably wouldn't even be an issue. They're installing it in a closet somewhere. Who cares what color it is? That might be a really big deal to your customer. You know, that's not so far-fetched, right? We all pick the color car we want to drive. You know, I mean, we pick what color clothes we want to wear. Shoes, belts, you know, earrings, all of this. I mean, you can't say, well, that's never even a factor. Well, it might be. How do you know if you're not asking questions to the customer? You know, how do you know if that's important or not? You can't just assume that something doesn't matter or does matter. And so knowing how to explain the features, knowing how they benefit. So a couple things. First off, asking to find out what features are most important, and then being able to explain those features to the customers becomes kind of critical. But the other part of that is not forgetting, you know, we got to remember every once in a while that our customers are the way Chad and Jason are right now, just coming into the industry and just learning it and saying, okay, this is the way most of the customers are. Let me ask you, I guess, Jason, are you still on the call?
Yes, sir.
All right. Has some of it been a little overwhelming? You look at it, and I mean, Jen and I hear this with new sales professionals all the time. There's so much information. You go home, you're like, your brain hurts at night. Have you found that to be the case, some?
Yeah, a little bit. Being pre-exposed to it, also.
Yeah, because you had an advantage because you were working in the office. That helped a lot, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so Chad asking, go ahead, Jason, go ahead.
But I heard a lot of terms and our general manager would use within the office and hearing the service guys talk, and then it was still like a foreign language to me. I was just like, even though I see it, but I didn't know what a lot of it meant. And now we're filling in those gaps a little bit, but it's a lot to throw at someone. Especially if you're not used to those terms or anything.
Yeah. And Chad, I know that you and I have talked a little bit about that too. And then just what Jen's saying, it can be a little overwhelming, can't it?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Yeah. So, you know, keep in mind that your customers are hearing it for the first time. If you're the person the only person going out there, they're hearing it for the first time. Now imagine taking those terms and that knowledge and going out there and, you know, that you want the sale and you're saying all those terms to that customer. Now imagine if they have three or four people all spewing different terms and different features. No wonder they get frustrated and, like I said, end up going to the box stores or just, you know, buying on price. Because everything else becomes a blur. You know, so we need to back off a little bit, keep it simple, ask the questions to find out which features excite them, and make recommendations and focus on those features, and then be able to explain to them. So, you know, how do you, I think one of the places to start with that would be to take a look at the features of the softener that you guys carry, and do this with all of the equipment, the filters, the softener, the reverse osmosis, everything, okay? Pick two or three of the features that you carry, that, you know, your system offers, and learn about it. Delve in. Learn what it is first. Why is it that it excites you? You know, is it because the company told you that that was the best feature that this thing offers? This thing does this and nobody else does that. Okay, what is it that that thing does that nobody else does? And how is it a big deal to your customers? How might it benefit your customers? So look at something that excites you and ask yourself, number one, why does it excite me? And number two, how does it benefit me? And number three, how would I explain that to a customer without giving them brain freeze, without making it too complicated? So I was advised a couple weeks ago to not wait until the very last minute to ask if anybody else had any thoughts or feedback or comments on this stuff. So I'm looking at the clock here, and there are 3 minutes, and I want to have that kind of statement, that thought out there, and toss it out and see what you guys think about it. So we've got about 3 minutes here. What do you guys think?
Well, I was just saying, I come from a sales background. I've only been doing water treatment for about 2.5 years. But you can't go out to somebody's house and show up and throw up, which means just spitting information at them. You have to do your discovery fact-finding on the front end to find out where the pain is so you know where to place the Band-Aid. Because, you know, most people out there, they don't need to know how to make electricity. They just want to know when I turn the switch on, that the light comes on. And one thing that I would like to hear, in like some upcoming calls would be, what questions do you ask up front? What discovery fact-finding questions do you ask? That way it's easier to, customize your presentation to what's going to solve their problems.
So I think we just got our topic for next week. Who's this? Who's this from Alabama?
Scott from Alabama.
Yep. I just saw a news article, Scott, about all the wells in your state. I just popped up on my Google alerts this morning from all the contamination in the wells, and because you guys have like what, 800,000 wells down there or something like that.
If we could just find a list of them, that would be awesome.
Yeah. So, Scott, there's our topic for next week. So tune in. Okay. We will discuss that very thing. So last minute, Stacey, you were about to say something.
What's a dry brine tank?
Seriously. Okay. Because your system offers that as a feature, whether or not you guys set it up that way or not.
We don't set it up that way.
Yep. Real quick, in talking generically, that's a great question. So I'll finish this one up, and then we'll finish the call off. Some softeners, in fact, most manufacturers have the ability to do this. Okay. There's a post-fill and a pre-fill, and basically, what most softeners do is they will, I mean, most of them are set up to fill right after the regeneration. So they fill the brine tank up with water as the last step of the regeneration. Usually after, most good systems do it after the system comes back online. So you're filling the brine tank up with soft water. Okay. So the brine tank's made with soft water. But now that water is sitting in there for, you know, in some cases, city water, if it's sized up, I mean, sometimes you have a 12 or 14 day override, and the water's sitting in there in that salt, and that can cause bridging, a lot of bridging. Even with a good quality salt, it can cause bridging because the salt dissolves in the water, and then some of the water evaporates, and that causes the salt to recrystallize and causes bridging up on that, either around the flow or or in the brine tank and can cause all kinds of problems. So a better way of doing it, in my opinion, is the post-fill, okay? Or I'm sorry, the pre-fill is what this would be. So when that happens, the system does not fill the brine tank up until usually 2 to 3 hours before it's going to regenerate. Okay, so it waits to complete the previous regeneration until a couple hours before it's going to regenerate. And this works really well with another feature called proportional brining, because now when you're using the dry brine tank in conjunction with proportional brining, now the system is only going to add the amount of water to the brine that the system needs to clean itself. And so it will be kind of specific on that. But if it's now, you know, let's say 7 or 10 days between regeneration, and you've had a dry brine tank, that system has, you've not had any water in that brine tank until a couple hours before it's going to regenerate. It prevents bridging. It prevents just a lot of other problems with the brine tank. So in my opinion, that especially combined with proportional brining, those two features make for a very, very, very efficient softener. So,
sounds genius.
Well, your system is one of the ones that does it. One of your systems does it.
Yeah, I can figure out which one.
Yep, it's just it's the most expensive one.
Yeah.
So, good question. And when we don't get into products or, you know, or company specifics.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't mind those questions. I love those questions. So if there's something you need me to explain, we can talk more about, you know, what that does for a customer, what the benefits of, and I don't even mind sharing my opinion of why a lot of companies don't set it up that way. But today we're at 9:03, and so Eastern time. So we need to end the call today. Next week we're going to be talking about qualifying questions, what questions to ask. So join us. I think, Scott, that's a great idea. I'd love to, we're gonna have that discussion. We'll even send out a constant contact ahead of time to talk about it. So thank you. I always love it when you guys give me ideas to talk about. It helps me a ton. So everybody be safe. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you next week, if not before. Thank you so much for joining on the call. I really appreciate it. So be safe, everybody. Bye.
Thanks.
Take care.
It's still on.
There you go.
Who was that, Jason?
Yeah.
And Chad's still here.
And Chad. Did we lose Jen? Oh, she's trying to stop the recording, probably.
She did say that we weren't going to do a powwow since we've been together all this week, but then Corey said that we were, so I just stayed on because I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Which way?
Let's Okay. Well, let's just hang up.
Okay.
No one else is on, so. All right. See ya.
Okay.
Have a good bye.
All right.